most people do totally appreciate your book.
Yeah. So here's one idea I have for dealing with that, because with sanitation for the people, we have a code of conduct, and anybody can mess up or overstep, but we really talk about you have to talk to people, you have to talk to the neighbors, you have to verify with people, don't get too close. Relationships are more important than trash, all that kind of stuff. But if we had a couple of team leaders that were kind of debriefed and in agreement about that, and so there could be, because I agree with you, you don't want to overwhelm. And if you invite people, if you invite 100 people, three will show up. From the larger community, but that could be a way of having accountability and not getting too many people. We could do a sign-up form so that people kind of commit and so there's a team.
Point.
Yeah.
So that's sort of that's one proposal that I have. I'm totally open.
Well, it might be wise to have a weekly thing.
Yeah.
One, because it provides regular, then the other thing is it kind of projects we're going to be here for a while. We've got this organized. We've got this down.
Yeah.
We'll get better at what we're doing.
Yeah.
They have all the environmental.
For sanitation, for the people to do it weekly is it's a lot. It's mostly me.
Yeah.
It's really me doing the organizing and the getting together of the
right.
snacks and garbage bags and stuff. So I would want to do that in cooperation with other people and be taking turns or crowdsourcing some of the supplies. I'm happy to come out once a week or every other week. If there's not enough energy around a weekly cleanup, we could do a monthly cleanup and then spot cleans in between. Could be another thing.
Yeah, maybe beginning of the month one or month or something to start out with. The other thing is we definitely have snacks available to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just divert them specifically for the times that are chosen.
Yeah.
We have massive snack scene.
I'd say Saturdays after, there's people that come here they play guitar and have coffee, but then
beautiful.
Yeah. So to have it in conjunction with that, and having those garbage bags brought is a big deal, really.
Yeah.
And having two sizes, small ones,
That's a recent discovery.
Big ones for
The household garbage ones.
The,
yeah, those are good.
The compactor trash bag, the white compactor trash bags are a little thicker. They're not so massive.
Yep.
They're great.
So your back isn't
dead. I can talk to your volunteers about how you feel free to have a stick to poke us away when we're trying to grab six insurers per person. It's just a fact of life.
Just a handful of people who are a little zealous. A little excitable.
They have more impulse control.
Most people have excellent impulse control.
Yeah. Yep.
And a few of us need a higher level of care.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And some just are naturally limit pushers and just for instance, I did kind of cruise by I got two.
Yeah.
Joey's not looking, and so I'm not going to be embarrassed by grabbing two more.
Right.
But I did share them. But
I know.
That's the nature of limited resources.
And yep.
But it's important to have a mechanism to comfortably distribute. In an even-handed way.
Yeah.
It's just because I can tell that it's not comfortable to tell people no.
Correct.
Yeah, and almost
always. I
got
the keys to all the parts, so we can go.
Almost always.
God-given government shutdown plan for a reason.
Cool.
Yeah, normally we're fine with people taking a few extras or like, can I have one for my girlfriend? That's
sure.
Like super cool.
And yeah, like, that's really helpful.
Being getting a little bit, we're just like, you know, just make sure we can have enough for other people.
Right, and we have a lot of people who leave a person to watch the camp and
absolutely.
Go get food. So,
totally, yeah. Totally understand that. Yep. Totally supportive of it. Yeah. And cool. If it runs out, it runs out. And, you know, we say we're sorry.
It's just
I know where secret springs are.
Anything is just
okay. Yeah. So we're looking at a Saturday.
At what time, you think?
Yeah, what time?
When's the cafe happen?
They get here about 11.
Okay.
Yep. We have showers there on the same day. Well, no, it wasn't the actual show, but they had a concert.
Saturday for what?
So
cleanup day. Yeah, the damn roosters keep you awake.
People on this side can't really stay on their fence because they get baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, there is the issue of heat right now, so.
Well, those, the canopies, like the ones that we had on the, it's so funny, I saw Jeremy walk up, they just stole his canopy and put it up over their canopy. He goes, that's our canopy! Look, it says so right there.
Yeah, did you see that?
And they just left, you know, they just left it alone because nobody's going to be going and rousting people up and stuff out for canopies. And I was,
They've been lifting them from our meal, walking away with them.
So
that sounds like that's a slam dunk, but you need to talk to the other people first.
Well, I think if we decide on a date and time here, then we can.
What about a week from tomorrow?
Yeah, we
can
ask
them
to start advertising.
Cool.
And 17. There's Saturdays at 11, starting.
Yeah, not every Saturday, I don't think, unless other people are really like.
But next, a week from tomorrow.
So, for Joy, will you 17. Send out like an email to people? And
yeah, does anybody want to organize with me like a little subcommittee?
Exactly. I work on Saturdays.
I can do the email with you. You can send me an email back and forth, and we can do that.
But that's why we could do like one weekend session and one weekday evening session
right.
a month, just so different people could come.
Correct.
You know, that's a possibility as well.
And I think that an essential function of this is not just having people there in physical pickups, but just having a mixture of community boundaries.
It's such a great way to talk to people,
So I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this, Joy? You write an email with the way you think it ought to be. Send it to me.
Okay.
I'll review it. And we'll bring it back to this group next Friday to just say, okay, these are the dates.
Yeah.
Is this going
to
work?
I think we need to decide sooner than that because we have to put out.
I would do it tomorrow.
Flyers.
What dates are we talking about?
17th.
The 17th. We want to start advertising that right away.
Okay, so the 17th.
Like the 17th at noon? When it's super, super hot?
Yeah, that would be the best idea.
What?
Yeah.
If we do on that side, it's not hot over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing?
If you want to come earlier, that's fine too. I mean,
how about
cooler,
I like that evening hour? You know, it's kind of cool right now. Suppose we do one evening, like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or.
Yeah, we could do something. We could do like the following Friday.
After this meeting?
Yeah, is that too late?
Probably not. It's right now. I mean, it will start to get late. It's right now at 6 o'clock. So no, I think it'll probably be fine. The sun will be real low. Yeah.
So you're talking about next Friday?
A week from today.
Oh.
What's
16th.
I think there's two proposals on the table. One is for a Saturday when the tent is here. And there's like a real community vibe and people are out anyway. And then the other proposal is for a week
So that was, so Friday, next Friday at 6 is a weekday. Well, it's not a weekday.
Yeah, but I don't think we should do it back to back.
No, but then maybe a couple or a week and a half later or something. Or 2 weeks.
Well, so to have it be 1 week is a Friday and the next week is the Saturday.
That makes sense.
Which one do you want to start with, Friday or Saturday? Let's move this along.
Maybe let's start with a Saturday and then do a Friday after that.
Yeah, okay, so we start with Saturday.
The 17th.
17th, and then the following Friday, the
23rd.
What is it?
I think it's the 23rd.
Okay, the 23rd.
I can check it out.
Does that sound good?
What year is this?
And, and we're saying it's Saturday at 11 and Friday at 6?
Yeah.
Okay. I can be here for Friday.
The Friday the 23rd?
Yeah, I do, but I get off at 4. I'll be back in time.
Saturday the 17th. Okay, that looks like we got that together.
So
anybody
Saturday
opposed?
Okay.
Hearing no objections.
What time?
11 on the Saturday. The 17th.
You're funny. It's going to be Saturday the 17th at 11 here, or at the wherever the concert is. Okay, so we did that. That was a good thing to do. And what was the next agenda item? Did you write down the agenda? So the next is, why don't we talk about COP, the Know Your Rights, and the other thing. So anybody want to go forward with the Know Your Rights?
Yes.
Who's organizing Know Your Rights?
I reached out to Wes. Wes is going to be traveling.
I'm in
so
a public place.
Available immediately to do it, so I'm not sure when we're thinking about doing something like that. Wes Mounts.
Well, don't we need to do something on this fairly quickly because we don't know when? Can we do an introduction?
So Wes is not available fairly
soon. None for me.
No. Well, that's what I heard you say, but
I can put in a word for you.
Such as, you know, like Ms. Robert here, you probably know stuff about Know Your Rights. So if Wes is available, maybe
cool,
we can, until he gets back, we can have at least a pre...
I mean, if people have other ideas of who could do it, for sure. But Wes is not available.
Right. What about Abby, actually?
I was going to say Abby can do it.
Yeah, Abby's really
Robert
good at that. Can somebody contact... Abby's not usually communicating with me, so if somebody could contact her.
Yeah, I think with Abby, I think she has like a houseless coalition going on. I think the meeting's like on July 19th or 13th. I'm not sure.
It's on the 15th.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah, the 14th. That was, I mean, if you want to like communicate, I can pass the message on to Abby there, or y'all can.
Well, you don't want to mention my name. That would be unwise. That's why I'm not invited to the meeting. I'm not allowed to participate.
Oh, okay. For sure. Well, okay. I can pass the info and I can just like omit your name.
Well, we need to have somebody to immediately talk to her and say, do you want
to
do it?
I can talk to her, unless somebody else.
Yeah. Cool.
Hector,
nice to
meet you.
I'm Mara. Oh, nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Although I'm is it a Zoom meeting?
Yeah, it's through Zoom. So, I mean, security wise, it's probably not the most secure, you know.
Well, that's okay. So actually, if you want to email me the things, I'll just change my name on the Zoom and just not have my image on it.
That's a good idea.
And that way I can participate.
Are you going to disguise your voice too?
Yeah.
I don't have to talk.
Yeah, I don't have to talk. I'll just do
just
chat.
To listen. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad that keeps happening.
Yeah, I would like to be on that meeting too.
Well, I have no idea anything about it. I just heard about it for the first time exact second.
Will you forward the email to me then?
Okay, so my email is keith@foodnotbombs.net.
Okay, all right.
Cool.
And Hector, when is this meeting?
It's like on July, I think it's on July 13 or 19th. I'm not sure.
13th or 19th or 14th.
Yeah, what is it? What's this?
It's like a houseless coalition that Abby and Sam's has put off. You know, okay. So I mean, I'm surprised that y'all aren't are, you know, having...
I am. I'm in that coalition.
You are?
Yeah, exactly.
What's it called?
Of course, Keith.
That was on her thing.
What's it called? Apparently, I'm not.
It's the Houseless Coalition that Abby's prepared.
I've gone to other ones. But, you know, maybe she's not...
Alicia and Abby.
Me.
And Hector.
No, some other people. I don't know everyone by name.
A third meeting that's like...
It hasn't gone out yet, I feel better.
Yeah, I think that's
so. To be off her list. She's on my list.
But she's very, she would be very good at this. It would be, she's, she knows her, you know, she's done it. I think she's done it before. She's really, that's like, she would be very good. And she could do it as a, you know, board member of the local ACLU.
Well, the thing is,
would be very helpful.
You're talking about a Zoom meeting?
No, they would be down here in the park. And they, it was, the purpose would be doing, so the purpose of this Know Your Rights is so that people in the camp, you know, are, were in solidarity with knowing their rights, that they know what can happen and what can't happen. You know, they don't have to talk to people, you don't need to, you know, you got a warrant to go into a tent, you know, the normal stuff.
And so, what they did before, about 10 years ago when they did these forums, is the police are trained, I imagine they role-play themselves, but you role-play with people so that you, you get used to how you would react to a police officer if you want to use that approach. You know, am I free to go? What's the charge? I prefer not to talk to you right now. May I please go back into my tent? Fuck off. What, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Preferably in a gentle and appropriate way.
Yeah.
So anyway. But it's hard to do that on the spot unless you've been training to do it.
Yeah, and you're getting used to
same,
it.
Same thing with like Narcan responses. Yeah. You know, until you're there, people just fall apart. Or some just have a natural knack. But I mean, people that could be very, very good if they just had one run through or two run throughs.
Yeah, to practice know, the behavior.
Visualization yeah. And
program it into your response system.
And just seeing others doing it.
Do you have enough access to Narcan here?
We do. Yes.
Yeah.
We've all got boxes of our tents.
Oh, wow. But look, we probably use a little bit more just because late at night.
Resistance update on the
yeah,
information.
Yeah. What the hell
I could reach out to get more.
Yeah, we're going to go back.
But
that's
we're
next.
Well, with the fire extinguisher stations, that was going to be a great thing. And then I have the weird sculptures that have Narcan, the broccoli, and then the hydraulic.
Art installations, and
that's just done just because there's always like 30 or 20 boxes of Narcan and some weird thing, and people they're like, "Whoa, I saw some," but we need one at this end of the camp.
Pretty smart.
It's just whatever, because it's hard when it's late at night. You wake up and people are panicking. And
so I'm interrupting this musical moment to. Because Keith McHenry has called me on the phone here, and Keith, you at the Friday Union meeting, you were giving out some general information about sweeps across the state that were happening, as well as lawsuits across the state. And I know you may not have all the details, but you were involved in a Zoom meeting with the Union of the Homeless, some of which is very confidential, but some of which is pretty public. So what kind of things are happening statewide, not necessarily in terms of legal strategies by the union, but as far as you know, public lawsuits, public sweeps that people should know about, because we have to estimate here in Santa Cruz how likely that is to happen here in the Benchlands and elsewhere.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to happen in the Benchlands unless we can organize against it successfully and freak the city out. So currently the thing that happened last night or this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning was raids on the beaches of in Venice Beach, even though there was kind of a push and pull to try to stop that and so on. But now that is happening, and so there's like stuff posted early this morning about the sweeps in the middle of the night in Venice Beach.
You mentioned, what about Pacifica? I know there was a lawsuit filed there in March by the, I guess it was Legal Society and the ACLU to stop harassment of RV people, to try to get a class action lawsuit. But did they ever get an injunction? Do you know, would they stop enforcement?
I don't know anything about that. details of the couple of things happening in Marin County. But I know that there's some, you know, there was people were arrested there, and Wes White had some video of that. And Wes is actually the person that's been traveling around to these places.
Yeah, I know. I did actually interview him and also folks who were on the scene a few shows back. But what about San Diego and Los Angeles? Well, you mentioned Venice just now, but...
another sweeps that were happening, was I just watching a sweep in Southern California? Where was that? God, now it's spaced out where that was. But, there's definitely a bunch of them happening down there. I know what it was in my mind. The Food on Bombs is involved in Isla Vista trying to stop sweeps from people's park there. That's been an ongoing struggle.
That's Isla Vista, right?
I don't know where that's at currently, but it's been...
Just north of Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah. So that's been an ongoing struggle. And then the rest of the sweeps that I'm conscious of that I've been kind of more following is like the Toronto sweeps, the Denver sweeps, there's a very interesting struggle in front of, in Atlanta, with the Atlanta Union of the Homeless and pushing back on sweeps there. There's still more sweeps going on in Philadelphia, even though there's a lot of pushback and resistance. But so that's been happening. But I don't know, really. People just kind of in the meeting introduced the, would just say, hi, I'm from whatever union, and we're having sweeps. So it was essentially sweeps in every union, local in the state.
Very optimistic assessment.
No one went into detail. That wasn't, there's talk of like trying to get, we've been trying to organize a statewide protest, like, and targeting, like, see, that's the other interesting thing Steinberg brought back, introduced into the city council in Sacramento, the obligation to accept shelter ordinance that he and Gavin Newsom were suggesting before the pandemic. And then, the interesting thing is Gavin Newsom sort of like not really talking about that right now, because all the people running against, or at least the three, maybe two of the major, so Cox, who is the San Diego mayor, who's running against Newsom and the recall, is calling basically for obligation, that's his big thing, the obligation to accept shelter.
And the obligation to accept shelter is, we offer it to you, you have to come or else we can arrest you.
Yes, that's what they're, and Steinberg is dancing around what the penalties are. He kind of indicated to the media that you would get a civil, it would be civil, not criminal, that's what he's saying. But of course, what will happen is that you don't pay your $500 fine, or that maybe they'll even do some stupid little thing like they did in Santa Cruz where they make it $25. But of course, what typically, unless there's something that changes, a $25 ticket to get an assessment of as much as $300 to go with it. I mean, that's what's been happening with other camping tickets.
Right, those are the so-called court costs.
Yeah. So it sounds so nice to a house person. Oh, $20. I got $20 in my wallet right now. Well, how many times have I met people that were looking for $3 on the street just to get by, let alone had $20, It's like it's completely unrealistic. And then, of course, who's going to, we see this all the time in the streets for years. You're just trying to get by, and you're self-employed on the streets. You're not paying attention to what day of the week it is, what day of the month it is. I remember when I used to get people into rehab in San Francisco, I would have a little book, calendar, you know, date planner thing in my pocket, and I'd have all my friends down there for what day they were supposed to go to, you know, rehab, and it would be, you know, you had to, it was like 90 days out or something, so you had to keep talking to people to show up, so we not, you know, those days that was crack, that was a problem, and a person busy dealing, trying to survive on crack is going to know what day of the month it is, you know, no one pays attention to that, or times, that's why I made that flyer about handing out watches, because who's going to know when it's 8 o'clock and you have to, you know, pack up from your sidewalk. And
you're referencing the law that went into effect on July 9th, although it's supposedly suspended until there's storage and shelters set up in on some concrete parking lot somewhere here in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, which who knows if that'll, you know, that'll be like that triage center thing that Susie O'Hare and Martine Bernal and Mills were doing at the beginning of COVID, you know, where they fenced off all these downtown parking lots, put toilets in them, then did the one sweep at the post office, and then didn't have it organized at all, so just basically Serge and Rafa sat under a tarp with bottles of water talking about their 401ks of all things for like an hour and a half as I was like handing out.
We're talking about Serge Cagno and Rafa Sonnenfeld, who were on the Catch Committee, the city councils, we won't do anything, but we'll have these folks study it, give their recommendations, and then we'll ignore the recommendations.
Yeah, well, and allegedly the recommendation, you know, supposing this whole new law that's happening is, you know, the Surge is one of the main people that they bring forward to discuss how wonderful it is. And then, you know, yeah, he does, and there's, that's like really crazy. So they just sat there talking about the retirement plan. And for the whole time, I'm feeding people. And then anyway, by noon, you know, I was breakfast, and then by lunch, when we brought lunch there, all the people were gone. It was completely failed.
Well, I know that Serge, when Serge spoke at the city council meeting that passed the final version of this, he opposed the law, and he opposed it in a previous section, too. I think he and, I don't know about Rafa, I haven't talked to him, and I haven't really talked to Serge either, but based on his public statements, he suggests people that the city is going to be sued, and properly so, for this law, as I think you've said too. So much as you might dislike some of the things Serge has done, I think we should give him full credit for what, at least in the end, he said, at least I am, so...
Yeah, well, that's fine. The issue, you know, the funny thing is he got used by the city because they're the ones that quote him as being one. And, you know, they use his testimony and cash as justification for why this is a great program, which might be why he spoke out against it, because they were using him as a justification for it.
And further, he didn't specifically, you know, repudiate the or denounce the city for doing that, because which I think would have been far more appropriate and far more candid, and actually reveal the situation more clearly to people who had been sort of following along through these Catch meetings. Although, you know, I think I don't know who actually it was. I guess some people were. Anyway, I did call you to get a brief update. I did mean brief, and I know that you have so much of a colorful history, Keith, and also, you know, you're in touch and paying attention to a lot of things happening in the world around the...
I want to mention one frustrating thing in the last couple of days is that we've been working for a long time, you know, maybe now I think it's up to 6 weeks to get a shower trailer brought to, you know, to the park, because people ask about that at every meeting, and I spend lots of times, and I, you know, we offered to pay $200 a week to have a shower there. And then, so they're not doing the shower there. They just won't do it. And they're telling everyone, oh, just go up to Falker Street and get your shower. Well, there's a few, you know, they just don't seem to get that people, I mean, I remember like a couple of people were telling me, well, they don't go to Housing Matters for the shower because it takes like 4 hours, sometimes 6 hours. You have to basically book your whole day just to get a shower. And people don't want to leave the camp that long, or they have jobs or things they need to do. And then same with soccer. You know, it doesn't seem that far if you're a house person just going to walk up there and get a shower. But, you know, a lot of people don't go even to Food Not Bombs because it's too far. Not because it's too far to physically travel. It's, they don't want to be away from their belongings that long because you just, you know, it's not, you know, there's no real way to protect your belongings inside of a tent. And if somebody sees you leave and they're desperate for your blanket because they have their blanket stolen or whatever, you're not going to take your stuff. So, I mean, we get random stuff taken all the time from, you know, the camp and from Food Not Bombs.
You've also received reports and posted them on Facebook, and so has Alicia, president of the Homeless Union, who also spent a lot of her time living in a vehicle, of concerns about the AFC's safe parking program and exclusions from it. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, this has been an ongoing thing since the entire pandemic has happened. It's become really brutal. And that is that we tried to fund the success of registration of vehicles, you know, and so on, so that people can get into the safe parking program. And then and even though we in some cases spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to get a vehicle ready to be in the safe parking area, they, you know, sites, they don't qualify for this, that, or the other reason, and there's usually no reason really given about it. And so it's this marginal thing. But to me, not only is it like, well, you know, Angel, one of the officers of the union, got kicked out of his safe parking place because of, that was completely unclear. It seemed like there was some moral issue, you know, that church people wouldn't allow a person unmarried or something to be sleeping in a vehicle in a church land. You know, it's kind of, but that wasn't made clear. It's only we can just theorize from the oblique messages we got from the AFC. That's what the problem was. But, you know, but most people living outside, they, you know, they get heavily ticketed. And particularly if you're over on Natural Bridges or, you know, Delaware, you're going to get, you know, it won't be long before you can't afford to pay your tickets, and therefore you can't get registered, even if you can get smogged and all that. So then you can't qualify for the safe parking. And, you know, I overheard a conversation interview about safe parking spaces the other day. And, you know, and it's just tragic. Now, the church lady was very friendly and everything, but it was pretty clear that that nice young couple who desperately needed to be in a safe parking site were not going to get it because they had so many tasks they had to do. You know, they had to go over to Emmeline and get fingerprinted and everything. They had to do this, had to do that. So that it's a barrier. And here's where the real concern for me is with both the shower issue and the, say, parking issue, is that the new ordinance is going to, I don't know, did they bid on anything? I forget if they bid on anything, but I know they was floated that AFC was going to potentially run one of these programs.
Oh, Steve Plage. Yeah, I don't think he is. His recent letter to me stated that when I repeated it, the same questions that I put to him 3 or 4 months ago, which he answered a few of them, but not most of them, and got angry with us for raising some other issues about his past directorship on other bodies, which involved homeless people at the Huff meeting. But he's, you know, he seems to be coming around at least to trying to respond. He instead deflected issues to go to John Showalter. Is that his name?
So he's the director of the whole thing, or the president.
But as far as I know, Steve is not, to answer your question, yet the head of any safe parking thing, and I think he's rather...
I'm not worried about Steve being the head of anything. I'm worried about the Association of Faith Communities having something to do with this new ordinance.
I don't know much about that. I haven't heard anything one way or the other. I certainly haven't heard them speaking out against it, which is, you know, would seem to me to be an obvious thing that they would do if they have any genuine concern with civil rights for homeless people, as distinguished from providing a few services to a few of the homeless folks.
Yeah, well, it seemed like to me that the city was trying to dance around some idea that whatever these proposals were that they sent out, you're supposed to fill out, and I don't even know who did, but probably probably Brent Adams did, I would suspect. But I don't know. I think like there was, Evan Morrison from Housing Matters, he put a bid in to run a camp up on, at the Boneyard, I think. Is my understanding, I didn't look,
That's at 1220 River Street, the gravelly barbed wire surrounded parking lot for 60 tents. Yeah.
Two groups answered the bids, and I thought if Association of Faith Communities was one of them.
I don't think they gave out that information at the city council. Maybe you got it from some other source. I was wondering about that. I found it very, very striking that they gave no specifics about it. And then now they're on vacation. We're talking about the city council for a month. But unfortunately, I'm at a deadline, so I'm going to
let you go, but anyway, I'm hoping that they don't... Yeah, they should denounce it, and they certainly shouldn't sign up to do any of the things the city is suggesting. So that's the bottom line there, because they're doing it... they're not homeless-friendly. Their homeless program is not homeless-friendly.
If folks are interested, do you have any upcoming interviews coming up people should be aware of on KPFA or other local stations or national or international stations that we should be tuning into if we want to hear more of your blather?
I don't have anything about that. There is a July 20th protest at noon at the federal building in San Jose in support of demanding the freedom of Commander X.
That's Chris Doyen, as some of us know him.
Yeah, and so that's what we're... So I've doing a little bit around that.
You also have a movie coming up, Push, which will be at the Tabby Cat. What date?
And that's on the 14th of July, Bastille Day. And we got a pretty large coalition of groups in the air that are protesting against the luxury condos, hotels, and the gentrification of the community.
When will that be happening and where?
And that's at the Tabby Cat on Bastille Day, the 14th of July, starting at 7:30, and people should bring their own lawn chairs and stuff.
Huh. So. Well, thanks, Keith, and I would take another hour, as you know, but I don't have that time. So.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
You take care, man. Bye-bye.
Decades of inaction, once the problem got too great, certain steps were taken by the leaders of the state. Then other steps were taken in the bill's final dash that involved the landlord lobby giving away cash. What happened next? The bill was then eviscerated with all the useful parts effectively obliterated. Grease the wheels of justice till there's no justice anymore. It's a bipartisan consensus called class war. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you are such a sorry lot to see. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you look just like Republicans to me. In its early stages, the bill talked of rent control, but then the real estate developers played their normal role, so now the landlords hold the leashes and the senators wear collars once they were bought off with lots and lots of dollars. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you are such a sorry lot to see. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you look just like Republicans to me. Ah, but you talk a different line. You care about constituents. All those bribes are just free speech. They really have no influence. You're a liberal, you say. Look at your heart, it bleeds. You care about all kinds of things, just not the people's basic needs. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you are such a sorry lot to see. Democratic landlords, senators of Salem, you look just like Republicans to me. You sound just like Republicans to me. You smell just like Republicans to me.